You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Ironman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. You can check out my picks against the spread, my stardom sit-em column there every week. Here we wrap up the week, as we always do, looking at DFS. So we'll look at the players you want to target there based on their price points, so all across the board there. Cross positions, if you're going to pay up, if you're going to pay down, if you're going to go somewhere in the middle to make your lineups, we're going to look there, whether you're going cash games or tournaments, DraftKings or FanDuel. We'll look at the players you want to target there, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and then pick a defensive choice for you. And then we're also going to give you the takeaways from the Rams-Seahawks game from Thursday night. Unfortunately, there was a development there that's concerning for fantasy football that we'll address most. And then we'll close the show looking at injury updates you need to know here going into the Sunday and Monday games. We know Chris Carson missed a game on Thursday night, so that was already an adjustment we had to make. So plenty of other things that we have to look at there in fantasy football ahead of the last 15 games of the week. All right, let's dive right into the show here in a moment, but first, I got to tell you right off the top, but thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We're free and available for you on all platforms, so check us out. So, all right, let's go forward and looking at what we need to see here from the Rams-Seahawks game. The Rams hold off the Seahawks. It was a one-possession game there. The Seahawks started hot offensively, really cooled off in the second half. The Rams kind of took over the game there. So the big story is Russell Wilson going down with an injury to his middle finger. He sprained it. It didn't look very good. There's a chance he could miss next week's game at Pittsburgh. It's a Sunday night game that they're playing. So there's some time to recover. That's the good news. There's an extra couple of days and get him going. We also know Russell Wilson has never missed a start in his NFL career. He started right off the bat in 2012. He is the most durable quarterback standing in the NFL, so he's going to play through it. But if you can't throw the ball, you can't throw the ball. It's not like a concussion where it's linear. If he can be cleared and all that, he's good to go. Or knee, ankle, or something, soreness or something like that, that he can play through. If his finger is not right and his hand is affected, he can't throw the ball the way he would like, and he's compromised here for the Seahawks. So we'll see. Maybe they can trot him out there. But he's got to show a lot of improvement here, because he tried. He couldn't get there. They had to keep the finger kind of spread out there with the rest of his hand to kind of make sure it didn't get worse there while he was on the sidelines. Geno Smith came in and played well, but it was just not Russell Wilson. I mean, Geno actually kind of sparked the offense for a while, but then they kind of hit a snag in the crunch time where we know Wilson usually comes through, where that is settled for that field goal late, and then Geno Smith on the last gasp drive in the two-minute drill threw an interception on the very first play, and that was it. So Geno Smith didn't look bad. He looked like he was comfortable in the offensive system, even though it's a new one there with Shane Waldron coming over from the Rams. So we'll have to see. I'm not going to say I'm going to put in Geno Smith. It's not a very good matchup either there should Wilson have to miss a game. I mean, it's the Steelers on the road. So, yeah, I'm going to avoid that matchup as much as possible should it be Geno. And to Russ, monitor it. Make sure his arm is near full strength and his hand is fine, good to go here with the reps he gets. Or we might have to go in a different direction. It was disappointing then overall because they had the touchdown early to DK Metcalf. Metcalf was great. He had five catches, 98 yards, and a couple scores against the Rams. So they tried to put Jalen Ramsey on him a few times. Metcalf beat him for the touchdown when Ramsey didn't get safety help. Ramsey also forced an interception when Russ was trying to force it to Tyler Lockett there early in the game. So interesting strategy there, Ramsey trying to take out Lockett more than Metcalf. It seemed to work because the Seahawks couldn't do all that much without Chris Carson. He had the neck injury. He missed the game. Alex Collins was okay. He got the touches, but the game script didn't go in his favor. They couldn't run the ball consistently. It's a really disappointing performance all around if it wasn't DK Metcalf there for the Seahawks in fantasy. We told you about Robert Woods. Stick with Robert Woods. He was going to get his from the Rams. They've talked it all week, and they delivered. So you have to credit Sean McVay. He said, we're going to make it a point to get Robert Woods more involved. They went overboard, and they got him 14 targets in this game. He got 12 for 150 yards. So only missing the touchdowns there. The touchdowns didn't really come aplenty for the Rams through the air either. So Matthew Stafford was a bit disappointing there. With, by the way, Sonny Michel looking very good with Daryl Henderson. Both of them score rushing touchdowns in this game. So Rams exerting their ability to run the ball in the red zone. And that might curb some of Stafford's value. If their defense is playing well and Stafford's not throwing for high volume and he's not getting the multiple touchdowns because of the running game, then there's a concern. Cooper Kupp was quieted. So we know when Robert Woods goes off, Kupp is going to not have as much, and that's what happened in this particular game. Tyler Higbee caught the lone touchdown there for the Rams. So good to see Woods involved. I think he'll stay involved here with Kupp. It's going to be more matchup dependent. Whoever has got the better matchup is going to open. Remember, they both play inside and outside at times for the Rams. The big plays were contained. The Seahawks made that a big part of their game plan, but let the little plays happen with a running game and the shorter passes there to Woods and Higbee in key situations from the Rams. So, yeah, let's watch the Russ situation, how it develops here. It's just really tough now, right now, with Russ and where we go here. So it's a guy that we can usually trust to do his damage, but it's we just want to hold out and make sure that it's not something serious here with Russ, because he's a guy that we count on. That's why we draft him pretty high. He's a durable guy all the time. But again, this one's a bit trickier than the normal things he's played through. So we're just going to have to monitor, hold our breath here for about 10 days, and also make sure we're hedging our bets and give ourselves something else there to have and look forward to at quarterback should Wilson sit out. And again, matchup is not great to step in with a finger that just kind of just healed there for Russ in week 5. All right, let's move on to quarterbacks that are healthy and active for this weekend that we can look at for DFS, and we'll look at these players across the price points. Now, Aaron Rodgers is where I'm going to start here. 7,100 on DraftKings, 8,000 on FanDuel. Very good price for Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking at this game. I think it's going to be very high scoring between the Bengals and Packers. And related to that, I like Joe Burrow for $1,000 less on both sites, 6,100 and 7,000. So either side of this matchup I like. I think the Packers might have a little bit more success running the ball. I think they'll be playing from ahead in this one. So there's that there if you want to weigh those. But Rodgers can light up the secondary. They have Chidobe Awuzie hurting there. We know Jesse Bates is just coming back from injury. Trey Waynes seems to be up and down with that hamstring injury. So a lot of things to exploit at the back end here with the wide receiver. So expect a big Davante Adams game. Also think Aaron Jones can do some damage out of the backfield as a receiver. So yeah, I wouldn't mind paying up for Rodgers this week, but you can also take the bargain, save that money, use that $1,000 elsewhere on both sites by going with Joe Burrow. So good targets there. Now, Ryan Tannehill, people were kind of cooling off on. They weren't sure about the wide receivers, but A.J. Brown is going to play. I don't need Julio to play. I mean, if A.J. Brown plays in this game, remember, they didn't have Julio last year, and Tannehill got it done. So the hamstring, Julio's missed two practice days, while A.J. Brown, in a surprise, was upgraded to full there. Looks like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine can also play in this game with a limited practice. He also has a hamstring issue. We have Anthony Firkser healthy at tight end. Jeremy McNichols, the best pass-catching back there to complement Derrick Henry. So I know this is going to be a run type game with Derrick Henry, but he also sets up the play action, the big plays downfield. A.J. Brown will be eager to get going. The Jaguars secondary can't get to him. So in between there, Rodgers and Burrow, you can spend on Ryan Tannehill, 6,400 on DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel. I also really like Daniel Jones this week. The volume is going to be pretty high. Dak Prescott, he keeps producing other great quarterback performances on the other side. Look at week 1. We had Tom Brady do it. Only week where it really didn't happen was Justin Herbert. But last week, Sam Darnold really produced in garbage time and really in early times when the Panthers were also leading that game against the Cowboys. So the Cowboys have some big-time playmakers. We know that. And Micah Parsons and the Trayvon Diggs, some young players there, but they do give up yards and points. They could really step on the gas, and that's the thing. There's going to be a lot of garbage time opportunities here for Daniel Jones. Last week, the garbage time turned into winning time as he rallied the Giants past the Saints for their first win. Jones is just playing well. He's using his legs. That's going to be a concern for the Cowboys a little bit. He's also spreading the ball around. Doesn't matter who's out there. Didn't matter a bit that Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton missed last week's game with a hamstring, and they could miss this week's game as well. Kenny Galladay is starting to kind of warm up to him. You have Kadarius Toney. You have more options at tight end. Barkley, of course, is a big factor there in the backfield catching passes. So there are plenty of avenues for Jones to put up points in this game with different receivers, even if he's a little bit shorthanded there. So, yeah, I like it. 6,000 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel. Trey Lance at 5,700 is another guy I'm looking at DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. Looks like he's going to get the start here with Jimmy Garoppolo down here for the game. He's missed two straight practices with calf injury, and Kyle Shanahan is trying to play it off like this is not going to happen, that Garoppolo still has a chance, but it's pretty clear here that Trey Lance is going to start against the Cardinals. We know he's got the high running floor that you can look at. We've talked about that. We like him in a season-long league as a borderline QB1. So 5,700 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. Pretty good price here for Trey Lance. And finally, the last guy we'll talk about is Mac Jones. He's not going to have a big, big ceiling this week, but in cash games, you can look at him, save some money, load up elsewhere. 5,300 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel. They are playing the Texans. You figure there's going to be a lot of running, but it's also an opportunity there for the Patriots to get him settled a little bit more. He had a great matchup last week against the Buccaneers, threw an interception, had a couple touchdowns. However, I think you can see a similar game this week. I think he'll get a lot of help with Damian Harris, but keep in mind they're also a little bit shorthanded in the backfield without James White. So throwing a little bit to the tight ends, and they could both score again, Hunter Henry and Jonas Smith. The hint, hint, they're good values here at tight end. And Jacoby Myers will keep it going. The Texans can't really cover the slot here. So good stuff here for Mac Jones. He'll play off the run. He'll have multiple touchdowns. Again, not a lot of passing yards you're going to get from Jones, but if you want a little bit of return on investment there, that is going to be just fine for that 5,300, 6,700. You'll get that here, I think, from Mac Jones. So Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, both valuable in DFS this week. All right, we will get into the running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses in our next segment, and then we'll close, look at the injury updates you need to know before the official designations come out here later on Friday afternoon evening. We're back and better than ever. All eyes on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action of the season. With a new updated site interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. All right, let's turn our attention now to the running backs we're targeting here in fantasy football for week number 5 DFS. Thanks for making Lockdown Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available again on all platforms. This might be a week we're going to pay up. And last week I said maybe take the discount drop from Derrick Henry to Alvin Kamara. That didn't work out so great because we didn't get the touchdowns from Alvin Kamara. He had a big rushing performance as we thought he might against the Giants, but the touchdowns weren't there. That's what we want from this RB if we're going to spend that much money. Derrick Henry, 9,000 on DraftKings, 10,400 on FanDuel. Yeah, you can pay up to get him. It is the Jaguars. I think he could have a monstrous game. He has a great history against this team, but you have to make sure you're trying to get 27 points. If you're really going to put him in a tournament format, that's what you have to look at. The 3K or 3X return on investment here. And 2K cash games, I think you can get that easily as well if you're looking for that performance here from Derrick Henry. But yeah, when you pay up, you're looking for a big performance and everything screams like he could have a big outing against the Jaguars, a team that he's just destroyed over the years in this type of matchup here. And Tannehill might get his, so that's a little bit concerning if the touchdowns get spread out a little bit. I think they will be, but Henry probably will get in the end zone and and guaranteed to go 120 to 150 in this game on the ground. So all things considered, that's where you really have to look at Henry and pay up. You could also save a little bit and go to Christian McCaffrey. It looks like he's going to return. A lot of people might be afraid to go with him because he's just coming back from the hamstring injury. Turns out he only missed basically almost two games. That Texans game, he was out early, and so really didn't get a chance, and he missed last week against the Cowboys. But he feels pretty confident he's going to play here with that hamstring. So 8,700 DraftKings, 10,000 on FanDuel. Again, a lot of people may not be on him. I think it's going to be back to the Christian McCaffrey normal days here. The Eagles play two high safeties. They're going to dare the Panthers to run. Even McCaffrey, they're not going to change the way they play here. They want to protect the big play to DJ Moore downfield and keep their offense in the game. So that's it. That's why I really like Christian McCaffrey at that price. So you can go either Henry or McCaffrey. I think they're both going to have their typical type games this week that can carry season-long teams, and they can really have an impact on DFS. I do also like Aaron Jones. I talked about Aaron Rodgers in that game against the Bengals, but the Bengals have been overachieving a little bit in run defense. You can run on them. We saw what James Robinson did last week all around there on the Bengals. So Aaron Jones, 7,900 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel, good target there. And really, it's a good week for workhorses, those three guys. But look at Ezekiel Elliott. He's down to 7,000 in DraftKings and 8,000 on FanDuel. Tony Pollard is their factor. We know that. But Elliott just crushes it at home. He's awesome against the Giants, typically. The Giants really struggling in run defense right now. Their linebacker core is a bit gutted. They're a little bit hurting up front. Elliott battling a bit of knee soreness early in the week. He didn't practice, but he's back on track to play here. So it makes Tony Pollard a no-brainer plug and play there in the DFS free space should Elliott not play. But I think I was going to play, take that nice discount, play him 7,000, 8,000. Very good price for Ezekiel Elliott when he's red hot and in a matchup he should dominate. And at home, all these things are very great for Ezekiel Elliott, where the game script is also going to be very favorable for Dallas. James Robinson, if you want to save $1,000, you can go to James Robinson at 6,000 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel here. So that's a very good price there for a guy that is the workhorse in Jacksonville. And Tennessee's run defense, their pass defense is worse, but their run defense is still vulnerable. We just want to keep feeding Robinson. That's what we saw in the last game. I think the Jaguars can at least keep it close to the running game early. That's going to help James Robinson. He's got to get most of his production there. But he's also their checkdown back at this point because they can't turn LaVisca Chenault Jr. into that guy because he has to play on the outside more with no DJ Chark Jr. and Marvin Jones Jr. playing off him. So Robinson's going to get the checkdowns. I don't think game script is a big deal. They still can run it in with him as well. So like that price point for James Robinson, who's looking really good and playing well. Now, should Dalvin Cook miss the game, here's another free space opportunity. Alexander Mattison, 5,500 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. You can look there with Dalvin Cook, two practices missing the ankle injury. They might lean on Madison more if they get a bleed against the Lions. So there's that as well. So they might be very careful the way they use Dalvin this week if he can go and doesn't have any lingering reoccurrence with that ankle injury that seems to have slowed him down quite a bit here in the past couple games and the one he missed as well. So Leonard Fournette, 5,200 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel. Dolphins can't stop the run. Fournette got going last week as a bread and butter part of the Bucs offense. So no Giovanni Bernard potentially again this week. So Fournette, yeah, the force is strong with him. He's going to deliver there against the Dolphins. Kenneth Gainwell keeps getting it done, even though he's getting the lesser snaps than Miles Sanders. He's just more effective with his snaps for the Eagles. He just looks dynamic, a player that they want to use in multiple capacities there, playing off the tight ends, playing off the wide receivers downfield. So again, this coaching staff was not tied to Sanders. They went out and handpicked Gainwell for what they want to do, and Gainwell really looking good, and I think he's a good little value flex play there at 4,900 and 5,700 there respectively on DraftKings and FanDuel. Let's turn to wide receiver. Let's go down. Justin Jefferson is a great matchup, 7,700 and 8,000 for the Vikings. A wide receiver against the Lions. He'll torch them totally, so a lot of big plays for him. DeAndre Hopkins also gets a weak secondary in the 49ers, trying to duct tape things together there on the back end. He's at 7,600, 7,500, good prices for him. So two guys attached to quarterbacks that should be doing a lot of scoring this week, Cousins and Kyler Murray. We talked about A.J. Brown, love him a lot, and stacking him with Tannehill, 6,500 and 89, or 6,900. So very good value. This is prices where we weren't sure if he's going to play with a hamstring injury, but practicing in full, take advantage of that bargain. I think A.J. Brown makes at least a big play for a touchdown and gets maybe close to 100 yards in that game against the Jaguars now that he's playing. We have CeeDee Lamb. I think people will be off him. Just the last couple weeks have been very quiet. 6,200 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. But there's a good chance that James Bradbury could be on Amari Cooper. So that opens the door for CeeDee Lamb. They don't really have a reliable second corner there in New York. They could also work the ball to the tight end. But Lamb, the slot, I think they'll work to get him going, much like we saw Robert Woods, and be a point of emphasis for the Rams. I think CeeDee Lamb will be that. Jamar Chase, still nicely priced here, 5,800 on DraftKings, 7,300 on FanDuel. We mentioned no Jair Alexander for the Bengals. A lot of things open up, or for the Packers, open things up in that Bengals passing game. We should have higher volume, even with T. Higgins back, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, all worth rolling out in this game. Marvin Jones, 5,700 for him, 6,600. Respectively there on DraftKings and FanDuel. He's the number one receiver now that Trevor Lawrence is going to trust. The secondary of the Titans not be able to stop him. Should be some big time garbage time there available for Marvin Jones. Another contrarian play on a slumping player is Allen Robinson. Down to 5,500 there and 6,100 are his prices. Again, Justin Fields, individually, I don't know if I would play, but Darnell Mooney, there's going to be some focus on him on the Raiders' second year. They're a little bit banged up on the back end, so I really like Allen Robinson to have his best game of the season. Maybe finally that 100-yard touchdown game we're looking for from Allen Robinson out there in the desert. And Devontae Parker, he's been lighting it up here with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, short to intermediate passing. Bucks secondary is totally shot here without Carlton Davis. His size, Jamel Dean, maybe be able to play, but there's no Sean Murphy Bunting either. So Devontae Parker's going to get a lot of volume time garbage in that game and go with him if you're looking for a third wide receiver this week. All right, let's flip to tight end. TJ Hawkins, another really strong rebound candidate this week. He's battling a knee injury, didn't practice on Wednesday, did get a limited session there on Thursday. So he should be good to go here for the Lions in this matchup against the Vikings. And the Vikings are a little bit vulnerable at safety and at linebacker here. They've had some injuries there as well. So Hawkinson, they're going to get him in the middle of the field and play bend don't break in that zone defense. So Hawkinson, again, should be quite busy here. They need to get involved again. I think this will be an overcorrection for their team as well, with the Jared Goff needing someone to trust in the middle of the field. Dallas Goedert, I really like him, 5,100, 6,100. Those are his prices on DraftKings and FanDuel. The Panthers really struggled with the Cowboys tight ends last week. Goddard feeling it with Jalen Hurts. Really love that price point. I also like Mike Gesicki. We talked about Devontae Parker and the connection with Jacoby Brissett. But Gesicki, two straight solid games with Brissett starting there. 4,200 only on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. So good, pretty good bargain there. And if you want to go a little lower, we talked about Hunter Henry and Jonu Smith both scoring last week. 3,700. For Henry on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel, 33 and 49 are the prices there for Jonu Smith. So you can save some money if you're going into that punt range, but maybe still get some value. You can look at the Patriots duo, want any half of that. But Gesicki, not a bad value either. I think all five of those guys I mentioned for different lineups are very good this week. I lean toward Hawkinson and Goddard more in tournament-type formats because they can have bigger games. Well, I would maybe go to Gesicki as a bargain play there. In cash games, we're getting solid production and return. Finally, we'll look at defense. This might be a pretty good week to pay up for defense. The Patriots facing Davis Mills and the Texans. Texans were blank last week. Texans just don't look good at offensively at all. The Pats just handled the Bucks pretty well. 4,900 DraftKings, 5,000 on FanDuel. And then this is the deep one. If you're going punt play, total punt play on defense, the Panthers offensive line is a little beat up here. The left tackle, Cameron Irving, is hurting. John Miller is going to play there. The center is battling an illness, Matt Paradis. So there's some options here for this Eagles defensive line to maybe get some sacks. We know Sam Darnold can turn over the ball in game. So this is a total cheap play of the week. 2,200 there on DraftKings, 3,500 on FanDuel. Look, the Eagles defense overall has been struggling and not very good. I know this matchup may not be great, but you're looking for the sacks and takeaways. And I don't think this game is going to be as high scoring as people think it is. Around 44.5 here. So, yeah, that's where I would go. if I want to go super cheap and don't worry about defense too much and get a decent return, the Eagles at that price is what we'll be good with. All right. So we took care of looking at all the DraftKings and FanDuel targets there at the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, defense. We will close the show looking at the injury updates, you know, go through them by the skill positions for you. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you by Built Bar. Celebrate freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan like me, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors well, you're missing out. Here they are, the core flavors that you need to know. Coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies, cream, and German chocolate. The only way to find out what your favorite flavor is, and this is how I did it, was to try a lot of flavors. I like double chocolate, German chocolate. Why? Because I know all the bars you get from Built Bar covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you get two each of 9 flavors to try. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy for you too. 17 to 18 grams protein in each bar. Calories from 130 to 80 calories. That's a very good range. Only 4 to 5 grams sugar, only 4 to 5 grams net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get whatever you like. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right. Let's finish the show here looking at the injury updates you need to know here for week 5. Let's start at quarterback Andy Dalton. Fine with the knee injury, but we know Justin Fields will start for the foreseeable future. So this is it. Justin Fields, rest of the season, gets an opportunity against the Raiders. We'll look at Teddy Bridgewater. He was upgraded and limited there for the Broncos. I don't like him or Drew Lock in that tough matchup against the Steelers. Deshaun Watson not playing again. Davis Mills is going to be fed to the Wolves, a.k.a. the Patriots, this week. Carson Wentz could do a lot worse in a 2QB and Superflex leagues. I think he'll get some points there against the Ravens on Monday night, but he's good to go with his ankle injury. Ben Roethlisberger, they refused to bench him, but he's going to play through his pectoral and hip injuries for the Steelers. Jimmy Garoppolo, as we mentioned, calf injury doesn't look good. They try to mask that he's going to miss time, but Trey Lance era begins here this week against the Cardinals. Speaking of the Cardinals, Chase Edmonds has missed 2 practices with a shoulder injury. So, yeah, monitor that. James Conner could really see a bump in his usage if Edmonds should miss the game. Conner's looked pretty good closing drives, finishing, but he doesn't give you the same receiving upside that Edmonds does in a regular role. Christian McCaffrey, you mentioned, with the hamstring. It looks like he's trending towards playing here. 2 limited practice here. And so only 1 missed game. That'll be great for McCaffrey managers. David Montgomery has a knee injury. He won't be playing. So Damian Williams, a little bit of quad issue, but he's good to go here. And easy plug-and-play RB2. Samaje Perine, if you're hurting with Joe Mixon, he's the guy you would plug in. The handcuff there. Mixon going to miss the game with an ankle injury. Ezekiel Elliott, we mentioned with the knee injury, but he's fine and he'll be always good to go against the Giants. He's only really missed 1 game due to injury, and that was last season. So, durable guy that you can trust. Melvin Gordon, dealing with a lower leg injury, limited practice. He's going to play. I don't like the matchup however against the Steelers. DeAndre Swift, limited again with a growing issue. Let's hope he can have a little bit bigger role here. Jamal Williams has a hip issue there for the Lions. It's not the greatest matchup against the Vikings, but Swift should bounce back nicely with some garbage time volume. Aaron Jones is going to play through his ankle injury again for the Packers. A.J. Dillon has a back injury, but he's good to go. We'll watch Nyheim Hines, who didn't practice with a shoulder injury there. He's got a couple more days to see if he can get on the field there. If not, Jonathan Taylor gets a bump up there for that Ravens game. Carlos Hyde, fine with the shoulder injury, but still the James Robinson show against the Titans. Josh Jacobs practicing in full in the ankle injury, so he should be a little healthier this week to play against the Bears. Peyton Barber won't be active, however. He's got a toe injury. He's missed 2 practices, headed not to play. Austin Eckler is good with an ankle injury to play for the Chargers against the Browns. Dalvin Cook will watch. 2 missed practices. We know he can grind out and play even when he's not practicing, but be wary for Alexander Mattison starting there against the Lions. Saquon Barkley not practicing in full, so he's good to go with that knee injury. So getting closer to full strength, maybe that knee will disappear from a designation altogether here pretty soon. Elijah Mitchell has got a shoulder injury for the 49ers still. We'll see. He's been limited. We'll see if he's good enough for contact. That would really cut into the value of Trey Sermon there against the Cardinals. Gio Bernard for the Buccaneers has a knee injury that kept him out last week. We'll see if he can return this week. If not, that bumps up Fournette. Jeremy McNichols playing through a hamstring for the Titans. He's the receiving back, but can't start him. Antonio Gibson playing with a shin injury. He's a limited practice. He should be fine for the Saints. JD McKissick will be available with his ankle injury as well. Looking at the Falcons, a couple missed wide receivers here. So it's going to open things up for Olamide Zaccheaus against the Jets. The Jets are actually pretty good in the secondary, so I might avoid all the Falcons wide receivers. But Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage, both going to miss this game. So Kyle Pitts could have an opportunity to do some damage here for the Falcons, as well as more of Cordarrelle Patterson, the hybrid wide receiver running back, and Mike Davis out of the backfield. Darnell Mooney should be fine. He looks good with Justin Fields, a growing injury, but he'll keep playing through that. Well, let's watch T. Higgins. He should return from a shoulder injury, but he's been limited practice for 2 days. It'd be nice to see him be out there for the Bengals in that shootout against the Packers. Odell Beckham Jr., fine with the shoulder injury, not fine with the inaccuracy and misconnections with Baker Mayfield. By the way, Baker Mayfield is playing hurt. He's somehow not on the injury report for the Browns with anything, but yeah. That has been concerning, and that's why Mayfield has been a little off throwing the ball all over the field, especially downfield to Beckham. Amari Cooper has a hamstring injury, but he should be good to go here for the Cowboys. Deontay Spencer for the Broncos. He's a third wide receiver. He's limited, but not going to trust him against the Steelers. Tyreek Hill is fine for the Bills with his knee injury. Hunter Renfrow is fine with an ankle injury. He'll play against the Bears. Keenan Allen has an ankle injury as well, but he'll be out there for the Chargers against the Browns. Devontae Parker will continue to play through his shoulder. Kenny Galladay will continue to play through his hip. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton look pretty bad here for hamstrings. Looking at Quez Watkins, made some big plays for the Eagles. He's fine with a knee injury. Elijah Mitchell could return for the Jets. He's had a concussion, but gives a little bit more depth to Zach Wilson. I like Zach Wilson as a streamer this week, especially with Corey Davis, Jamison Crowder. If Moore's in there too, you feel better about Wilson's chances. I don't like any of the Steelers wide receivers, but Juju Smith-Schuster will play with the ribs injury. We'll see if Chase Claypool can return from his hamstring. James Washington dealing with a growing injury, and no sign of Deontay Johnson. That knee injury has faded for him. He's good to go. Chris Godwin has a thumb injury. Antonio Brown has a knee injury. They'll be in there for the Bucs against the Dolphins. A.J. Brown upgraded full there on Thursday, so he should be good to go for the Titans. Julio Jones set to miss the game here with his hamstring, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine should fill in, as well as Josh Reynolds for Jones. Curtis Samuel looks like he will have to miss another game. I had a setback, so we'll see what happens in practice with him. The growing injury, Adiami Brown with a knee, Cam Sims with a hamstring. The Washington football team already without Logan Thomas, hamstrung on IR. They're going to have to be creative and move the ball, but that should be high volume here for Terry McLaurin, and then the rest spillover goes to Adam Humphries here out of the slot. A tight end, Max Williams, is dealing with a shoulder issue for the Cardinals, but should be okay against the 49ers. The Browns don't expect to have David Njoku there, so that helps things for Austin Hooper against the Chargers, and Njoku has a knee injury. TJ Hawkinson, we were a little bit concerned early with his knee injury, but he's good to go, I think, for the Vikings. Darren Waller is going full all week, so he's good with the Bears with his knee injury. George Kittle, the calf injury, we'll monitor that. He wasn't totally himself. He was a bit limited last week. Ross Dwelly has a long touchdown from Jimmy Garoppolo, so watch that. Kittle should play through it, but let's hope he can be a little bit more effective against the Cardinals. And Rob Gronkowski has missed two practices, a rib injury there for the Buccaneers. So might be too painful to return at the Dolphins. I don't know if they need him to play at the Dolphins to beat the Dolphins. That would be another consideration for the Bucs to rest Gronk. All right, so there you have it. There's a look there at all the injury updates you need to know. We looked at DFS, DraftKings, and FanDuel, the targets there, as well as what you need to know coming out of the Rams-Seahawks game. So that puts a bow on this week of Locked On Fantasy Football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. And again, we will meet you on the other side of the weekend with Roundup Monday, looking at all the most important takeaways from the Sunday games of week number 5. Now make your second listen, the Peacock and Williamson NFL Show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available like this show on all platforms. For Locked On Fantasy Football for this week, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great weekend. Good luck in all your matchups this week, and we'll catch you on the flip side for Roundup Monday.